WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In his novels Strega and Flood, Andrew Vox took his readers on a tour of the lurid sex centers of Manhattan. Their guide was Burke, a vigilante hero who championed the cause of abused children drawn into the sex trades. Burke returns in Andrew Vox's new novel, Bluebell. John Leonard has this review.
The detective novels of Andrew Vox are not for delicate stomachs. Bluebell is his third, after Flood and Strega. Each is named for an astonishing woman. Each is set in a New York City sewer, an underground so sordid that solid citizens don't even want to hear about it. Each, because Vox himself is a juvenile justice lawyer, and his detective Burke, an orphan who did as much hard time in foster homes as he did in penitentiaries, in some way deals with child abuse, child pornography, or child prostitution. And each is savage. It's as if Vox knew more and forgave less than other novelists of the city's cesspool. It's also as if, to get fancy about it, the original sin for Vox was Stavrogin's in The Possessed, the rape of a child, after which there's no more innocence. I'm not so foolish to rank him, or anybody else, with Dostoevsky, but a Vox novel runs on rage, and many people die of it, and it shadows even the sex, too much so in Bluebell. Which sex is less often about love than it is a form of propitiation and retribution? Please don't hurt me. I will hurt you. The Bell in Bluebell is a child of incest, grown up huge and flat-faced and impossibly needy in a strip joint near LaGuardia Airport. She will assist Burke in his investigation of a series of murders of child prostitutes on the streets of the city. These children are lured to a ghost van, and the lucky ones are shot to death. The others end up in snuff movies bankrolled by the mafia. Bell will also meet Burke's underworld friends, the Mongolian deaf-mute Max, a martial arts expert, the antisocial and Nazi-hating Mole, an electronics genius, Dr. Pablo, the Harvard Med School Puerto Rican terrorist, and McGowan, the cop who saves teenage runaways, and Michelle, the transsexual, and Mama Wong, and the legless prophet. These friends are, of course, Burke's adopted outlaw family, each an orphan of his own history, looking for a safe house, talking in code and signs. Their contempt for the solid citizen is as ferocious as their loyalty to one another. In the world they live in the freak pipeline under the city, people steal babies, the white babies they sell, the others they cut up in chop shops for spare parts in the hospital transplant racket, a kidney, a liver, or a heart. "Rescue me," says Bell to Burke, who listens on his tape deck only to the blues. You want to know what Burke is really like? He explained himself best in the earlier novel, Flood. Quote, "Once I had a teenage girl come to my office and offer to pay me some money to find her real parents. She said she was adopted. It made me sick. These folks adopted her, paid the bills, took the weight, carried the load for her all her life, and now she wanted to find her real parents, the ones who dumped her into a social services agency and sold her to the highest bidder. Real parents. A dog can have puppies. That doesn't make it a mother. I took her $2,500 and told her to come back in a month, when I gave her the birth certificate of a woman who had died from an overdose of heroin 2 years before the girl was born." Burke, in other words, is the avenging father of all lost children.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed Andrew Vox's new novel, Bluebell.